In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is among us. On Tuesday night, the bridegroom service, the church celebrated and represented that woman who came and anointed our Lord's feet with her own tears and that costly perfume. And at the same time, we heard about Judas. So we heard about repentance and non-repentance, betrayal. And it was really a preparation then for Wednesday evening when we, like Christ, sought anointing, the holy unction, the service of holy unction, where our bodies and our souls were anointed for the forgiveness of sins. Last night then was a preparation for tonight, the reception of God's greatest gift to humankind, his own body and blood. Tonight then, the church is with our Lord, who celebrates his Last Supper, what's become now the mystical supper. When we also recall how our Lord washed the feet of his disciples, the first bishops, the first priests, only to be betrayed by one of them and abandoned by all the rest of them. Tonight, we begin to grasp that profound yet pithy statement in the first epistle of John. God is love. And the first gift of love was to give life. The meaning and the content of life is what? Communion. Only in communion do things exist. A plant, everything living has to have communion. A plant has to take into its own body the nutrients of the earth and the sun, the light of the sun, and create that and make it a part of its own life. And then that plant can grow. Animals and reptiles do what? They have to go and eat something. And through the metabolism, change that which it ate into a part of itself. We do the same thing with creation. We eat vegetables and fruits and meats, and they get transformed, and we live. It's communion. To be alive, to be human, you must be in communion. It was God's first commandment. He creates Adam, and he says, eat and drink, partake of this world. The world was made as divine food, and through that participation, eating with creation, man and woman was able to have communion with God. But here's the point. God gives man and woman this garden, but God was to be the content of all that garden. God was to be the objective of this life in the garden. It was not an end in itself. So the human person received his food from God, and in turn, it gave the human being life, gave strength to his body, gave nourishment, and in turn, Adam and Eve were to worship and adore the Almighty God. And God said, tend this garden. Be good stewards of this garden. They were priests. They were given the priestly task. In a way, it was Eucharistic. They were offering back to God what he had given to them. That garden was like a temple where the human person, as a priestly steward, stood and acted before the divine presence. And there was no veil at that point. There was no veil. Adam walked with God. But then Adam and Eve sinned. when they sinned, that original Eucharistic life was broken. It was broken. No longer could Adam walk with God. No longer could Adam and Eve stand worthy before the divine presence. Communion was broken. All of a sudden, now you end up with a sacred and you end up with a profane. Profane comes from that word meaning outside the temple. The first sin was an act of disordered love. It was love gone awry. And the world became used for its own sake and not as a means of communion with God. It was no longer, God has no longer become the real content of this world. He was not the objective for what God had given to us. And as a result, the human person found himself alone in this world, seeking in creation to try to satisfy his heart, to satisfy his longings, to satisfy his cravings. And yet, as we all know, it never, ever truly satisfies. What Adam and Eve did caused this world to cease being sacramental. We began to love it for itself. Seeking communion with creation and what it offers only leads where? It leads to dissatisfaction. And in the end, it leads to death. It leads to death. Adam and Eve, once they sinned, came to know death, mortality. Why? Because they sought to live on this food of this world alone. But what does the food of this world do? It all corrodes. It all corrupts. It all ends up decomposing. You live on that which decomposes, you too will end up decomposing. You live on that which rots, you will end up rotting. Adam and Eve then came to know the food that gives death. And on that day, the human person ceased to be a good steward of the garden, ceased to be a priest, ceased to stand in the temple before the divine presence. The world in the way was made into a cemetery. It became a land or a region of darkness. And yet the good news is this. Though we are unfaithful, God is always faithful. We hear these words in the anaphora, or we will hear these words tonight in the anaphora of St. Basil. Quote, for you did, this is the priest speaking to God. Quote, for you did not turn away forever from your work, O gracious God. Nor did you forget the work of your hand. You watched over man in many ways through the depth of your love. End of quote. What a beautiful phrase out of this rich anaphora, just to meditate on alone. You did not turn away from the work, your work. God never turns away from his work. He never forgets the work of his hands. He watches over man through many, many ways. Why? Out of the depth of his love. A new divine work began. A new and divine work began after Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden. The work of redemption, the work of salvation. And it reached its climax, it reached its culmination in the person Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the Christ, the Son of God, who became man for one reason. This is the hour that I came for, to restore the human person to the likeness of the divine image and to restore us to our place with the Father in communion. Jesus the Christ took upon himself our own nature. And he took upon that thirst and that hunger that Adam and Eve have, and the thirst and the hunger that all of us have in our hearts, that desire for life and that desire for love. Only he reoriented it the correct way. In him, authentic human living was revealed and how to live. He showed us how to accept and how to fulfill who we are as human beings, and he did it first. He did it for us. He did what Adam and Eve couldn't do and what we could not do on our own. He became, once again, the perfect Eucharistic offering to God the Father. And by that perfect Eucharistic offering, restored communion with God. The Lord rejected the basic human temptation. This is it, the basic human temptation. To live by bread alone. And instead revealed that God and the kingdom, that's the real food. That's the food that gives life unto eternity. So here we are this night of the Last Supper. And what does our Lord do? He gave the divine food unto life eternity. He gave the food of ultimate communion. In other words, to all those who find Jesus the Christ in the Eucharist, you find the content of life. And you find the meaning of life. And you find that which ultimately satisfies every desire and craving in your heart. This is the profound meaning of the Last Supper. Tonight the Lord commands, take, eat, this is my body. For God is the life of the human person. Tonight then celebrates the return to paradise. Christ is among us.